Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and I am welcoming you to What Women Must Know. This show is all about empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. And it's also an opportunity to have in-depth conversations with people who have so much to offer us, so much wisdom, information, leading-edge research, you know, the kind of information that just lets us really expand in our awareness of things. So we can truly understand what's going on, truly make those decisions that support us. We're going to be talking today about an experience that I had, and I'm thrilled to have as my guest someone who has dedicated his life to the expansion and expansion of consciousness and healing. I just want to say a little bit about me. For most of my life, as it seems now, I have been on a journey. I've been on a spiritual journey. Experiences happened to me early in my life that made me aware there's more going on in this world than meets your eyes. And I was shaped by that determination to reclaim and reconnect with who I am. And it has led me to some interesting places and interesting people and interesting experiences, and it continues to be a driving force in my life. So as being committed to this path, to this spiritual path, and open to all possibilities, I was quite fascinated by the role of plant medicines in healing. And healing on all levels, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. And it led me to explore the world of plant medicines. Last year, I took a group of people, and we went to Peru, and we spent time in the Amazon working with the shaman and experiencing the power of a plant medicine that is traditionally grown and used ceremonially for hundreds, probably thousands of years in the Amazon, called ayahuasca. This year, I returned not to Peru, but to the journey with ayahuasca, and I did that at a very unique center in Costa Rica called Rhythmia Life Advancement Center. And what I want to say about this experience with the group of people that came with me, it was life-changing, as was my experience last year in Peru, but this just was, took me to another level where I really did experience miracles. And I just see the power of this medicine. And that's kind of my preamble to my guest today, who is Gerald Powell. We're going to be talking about the healing power of plant medicine. And Gerald Powell is the founder of Rhythmia Life Advancement Center, which is in a beautiful part of Costa Rica. And just a little bit about Jerry's background. He is the personification of the American success story, who realized, as many people in his position do, that money does not necessarily buy happiness. Instead, he opted to try another way available to hide from himself and his perfect life. Most of his existence, he suffered from addiction and depression, incessantly trying to fill the hole deep within with little or no success. Ultimately, after much trial and error, he found that manifesting the truth of who you are and becoming your authentic self is true success and happiness. And he was able to rid himself of the demons within and to live a happy, healthy, sober, and full life. And as I said, he is the founder of Rhythmia Advancement Center in Costa Rica, the only medically licensed plant medicine center in the world. And it's my great pleasure and delight to have Jerry with us today, because truly he is an embodiment of someone who is living his purpose and overcoming immense odds to be the true self that he is. I guess is the best way to say it. So it's my pleasure to welcome Gerry Powell to the show today. Hello, Gerry.
He's on.
Sorry about that.
Oh, good. Are you there?
I'm so sorry. The whole Costa Rica connection there, and it went bad.
Well, we are talking all the way to Costa Rica, so we'll be forgiving, Jerry. It's not a problem.
Thank you.
Yeah, I did you hear what I was
Yes, I did.
Saying?
I did.
You know, I just want, we haven't really talked since I've come back. I was there February, the middle of February, so it's all still bubbling around inside me. But it truly was, Jerry, a life-transforming experience, as I know the vast majority of people have who come to Rythmia. And
yes.
I am just so grateful for the opportunity to have experienced a quantum leap in my own spiritual growth. And it's very much due to your passion and purpose in life to create these opportunities. So I want to thank you personally in front of everybody around the world.
You're most welcome.
I thought we can begin this conversation because I want to get into the role of plant medicines traditionally, how they've been used and why they've become so popular and why there is so much research. I mean, we're not talking about a bunch of, crazy people going off and doing some sort of, bizarre thing. We're talking about a medicine, and it is a medicine, that is now being widely researched in universities around the world for the immense potential for healing of trauma, of post-traumatic stress, of depression, of anxiety, of deep traumas that people carry emotionally, as well as those seeking a spiritual, more profound spiritual opening. And I'd like us to begin with your journey, Jerry, because so much of what goes on at the center is the result of your personal process in life.
Yeah.
So let's start there.
Okay. First, I want to thank you so much for having us on the show. Every time that we get to spread the word about the opportunities that exist with these unique medicines, it's greatly appreciated. I can tell you it's so appreciative. And I'm glad that you had the experience that you had when you were here. My experience with the medicines actually started as a child. I had a very traumatic experience that I didn't even know about. I was raised in a fairly violent Irish Italian Catholic family in Pennsylvania, and I was kicked out of a bunch of schools and finally kicked out of the last school that would have me, and I had nowhere to go, and I wound up in jail. And from there, I got out of jail and I and I wasn't even 20, and I started to make money, and I became a multimillionaire in my 20s and became super wealthy in my 30s. I took a company public, and I went broke after that. And in my 40s, I made $100 million again, and I quit work. But during that time, I had become an alcoholic, a sex addict, a drug dependent, loudmouth, generally unlikable guy. I was a terrible father, I was a terrible husband, and I was suicidal. I had everything I thought I could want. I loved to collect cars, and I had 26 cars, and I had six beautiful houses and two airplanes. I just thought I had everything that I could ever want. And I wasn't happy. And it got to the point that I actually tried to commit suicide on a couple of different occasions. And finally, I just couldn't go on. One of my sons saw me injecting Demerol. I was addicted to Demerol. And one of my sons saw me injecting Demerol, and he was 10 at the time. And that was the point that I just said, that's it. And it just so happened the Passengers commercial was on TV, and I went to rehab in Malibu, and I was in rehab for months. And then when I got out, I hired a full-time therapist. So I was in therapy 5 days a week, 8 hours a day for over 5 years, and I still wasn't happy. And I was near suicidal, and I was on a a vacation actually in the Philippines, and a friend saw that I was that there's this thing that I could do, this plant medicine thing, and she said that it would help me. She knew of a friend who was as screwed up as me that did it, and it helped him. And I thought at this point I had nothing to lose, so I went to Costa Rica and I did this, you know, I took this medicine in a very sketchy place with a sketchy shaman and a dirty building and all kinds of stuff. And I took this medicine. The medicine launched me to the moon, and the moon made me come and collect my soul. And then my soul and I went back in time to a house my grandfather owned in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And we went into the house, and I watched myself being sexually molested as a three-year-old. And I thought, holy God, that explains a whole bunch of things. It explains my sexual issues that I have. It explains why I'm so unhappy. It explains all these things. And then we went from there, and I went back to the moon. In the moon, I asked him, I said, what can be done for me? What can be done for me? And I instinctively pulled my heart out and gave it, looked at it, and it was black. And I gave it to the moon, and the moon took my heart and took it into her interior and cleaned it and gave it back to me. And I went to put it back in, and it was black again. And I told the shaman, I said, this heart that the moon, cleaned is dirty again. It's not good. And I got super afraid. I thought I was going to die. I thought this is how the story ends. I go to Costa Rica and do this plant medicine and I'm a dead man. And that's just the end of it. And the shaman said, don't go. He said, ask the moon for a new heart. And I asked the moon for a new heart, and she gave me this brand new, beautiful heart. And the next day, honestly, I was extremely sick from the medicine. But the next day was the first day of the rest of my life. I just got clarity and this overwhelming feeling of well-being, and it stayed with me since. And I've been constantly getting better. I don't know what to say, but constantly getting closer to who I truly am, and decided to dedicate my life to helping people, and I built this center, and the center is, about a 120-bed center in Costa Rica, in a beautiful environment that we're the only licensed plant medicine center legal in the world. We have doctors and nurses and therapists and shaman and yoga and this cleanse, that colonic that helps with the medicine and massage and a spa and a swimming pool and farm-to-table organic food, and I'm one of the best raw chefs in the world. Like, we really put together a place where what's so amazing is that 88% of the people who walk through the door have the same experience that I had, and they get re-merged with their soul, and they go home different people, and it's really true, and it really happens, and they report that electronically. They're given a survey, and they report it electronically, and that number is always posted throughout the resort. We can't change it. It's and that happens while they're here. So what's interesting is I've owned a lot of businesses in my life, but I've never seen about 9 out of 10 people cry when they leave. It's really an amazing place, and it's an amazing thing that happens to people when they're here.
So let me just jump in and comment a few things. First of all, you in your previous life, you were, even though you were crying for help and tried to get help, did that intensive therapy, went to rehab, tried to break these addictive behaviors, there was something that was still so wounded and untouched and unconscious within you.
Yes.
That you could go through the motions, I remember you saying, but you couldn't feel. You just couldn't make that connection, which I think so many people so many people relate to. You know, it's feeling that joy, feeling that love is often a challenge. You go through the motions of it, but it's not to the extent that we really know is possible. We're closed down, and it was my experience as well. You know, all the work that I've done, and the, you know, all the tons of money that I spent on courses and programs and programs that I'd led, and you know, it was still, I could relate so well to what you were saying, Jerry, because it was like I could be loving, I can express love, but I just did not feel it going in. You know, I just didn't feel my heart was open to really being present with it. And therefore, I wasn't really present with myself as well.
Right.
And through the journeys that we do with ayahuasca, and I think we need to just also let people know that the journey that healed you of all your addictions was a different medicine than what we're working with in Rhythmia. It is a medicine out of Africa that is specifically helping people with addictions. And I talked to other people at Rhythmia who had severe addictions to all anything, everything, and also had the same experience as you had. They went through this journey with the guidance of a shaman and totally freed themselves when they came through that experience.
What's interesting too, Charlotte, Doctor, is that primary medicine had recommended that we use ayahuasca, and we're having more success with addictions on ayahuasca than on any other medicine ever.
Oh, interesting.
It's interesting because ayahuasca does the same process as the other medicines in the program, but the ayahuasca does it in a more feminine way. It's a gentler, more loving way of having that happen. So that's how we got to using the ayahuasca, is that the primary medicine, the medicine that we use the first time, told us to use it, that it is the one to use for all people, because, you know, this what happened to me when I was three. When I was molested, I decided it was no longer safe to be me, and I should become someone else. And that was a flee to safety. But that wound from that split was never fixed. So when you become someone else, you're telling your subconscious that you're not enough. And so for the rest of your life, subconscious is your autopilot. And every time you're not in a talk therapy moment and you take your mind off being positive and staying the course, the autopilot brings you back to prove to you that you're not enough.
Yes.
So this thing goes on and on and on until you fix it. And it's really hard to fix, you know, the problem in the conscious state. It's a subconscious issue. So the beautiful thing with the medicine is that you have a foot in both worlds. You have a foot when you're doing the medicine. You know, when you're doing the medicine properly, let me say that, you have a foot in both worlds. And you have a foot in the waking world, and a foot in the nether world, and then a third foot in the subconscious of yourself. And it's when this change happens to people, you see how they walk around, right? They walk around like just light as a feather and brand new, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I so relate to that because for me and my experience, and as you instructed people to ask those questions, because when you take the journey with the medicine, you set intentions, and those intentions get fulfilled in those journeys. And so I asked the questions that you told us would be the most helpful. What or who have I become? And also, how do I reconnect with my soul? And I didn't understand that first question, to be honest, Jerry. But when I had my experience, I saw, like you, a trauma that I had known of, but never really healed. And that was a birth trauma. For me, it was a birth trauma of a difficult birth and feeling like I was stuck and dying in the birth canal, and then being taken away at birth and never bonding and connecting with my mother. And as a result, what I saw was I never had the experience of connection. I wanted connection. I was afraid of connection. So it was always difficult with relationships and like an underlying gnawing pain, you know, that was always around, you know, no matter what I tried to do. And I have awareness of that trauma, but I never healed it. And therefore, I never felt at peace within myself, or as, you know, as we were talking, like connecting with your soul is another way to say it. And after that, we did three journeys, which I see it as a process. And after the last time I did the journey with the guidance of the shaman, I healed that. I mean, I feel so much more present within myself now. One of the things that happened to me that to me really validated that something profound occurred in this beautiful journey I went on was that I could never even carry a tune. I could never, I was always embarrassed to sing because I just was always off key. And I always wanted to be able to sing. Well, after I finished these journeys, I discovered I had a new voice and that I actually can carry a tune and I can hold a note. And I'm going to take singing lessons as soon as I can kind of settle down and stop all my traveling. But it was amazing. I mean, that was such a validation that something profound had lifted within me and opened me up.
So amazing. So amazing. And you know what? That's so interesting because we've had other people that weren't musically or believed they weren't musically inclined who had this reawakening, this emerging, who are now playing guitar and playing the piano. And it's just crazy that it's not a one-off thing. It really happens. It really happens.
It really does.
Yeah,
I mean, I've talked
really
to many. I had 11 people that came with me, and I've been in touch with all of them and have seen some of them. And I have to say, they're different people. They tell me they're happy. They're free of anxiety. They're just fulfilling more of their purpose in life. I mean, every single person who has journeyed with me has come back transformed. So this is such powerful work. And maybe it's a good time to kind of segue into what is this thing called plant medicine? What is ayahuasca? What is some of the research, or what is it that we know about this medicine and its place in letting us heal and reconnect with our true self?
Huh. I like that one. It's so mysterious, too, the whole thing. It's quite funny, right?
Yeah.
That this plant has the ability to do all these things. It's kind of, I don't know, it's humbling when you think of what that plant can do. And you know, it's the DMT, which is the spirit molecule that's in the plant, that creates this thing. And DMT unto itself, anytime that I, and this is just a personal belief, this isn't, I don't want to create controversy or anything, but when you're not using the whole plant and you're just, because pharmaceutically you can separate the DMT, there's processes that do that, and you know, there's a million ways to do that, as you know, but using the medicine in the traditional way, you know, the funny thing is the Colombian tradition is, they say, the oldest tradition in the Amazon. And the Colombian tradition with this ayahuasca, this cicuna and this vine, this tree, this whole tree, that they boil into a tea, this has been around for more than 5,000 years with the goal of reuniting the person drinking it with their soul. That's what's so crazy, is that the same terms have not changed in these 5,000 years. This is all about the medicine being used specifically to reunite people with their soul. And it's really interesting because you could take the most, you know, the strongest atheist, and if you could have them drink the medicine, the next morning they change their mind. It's crazy, right? How powerful the medicine is. And so many people, doctor, are afraid of it. And, you know, I'd be afraid of life without the medicine. Right? I mean, there's really nothing to it, right? It's not, you know, if you see some of these documentaries and you listen to what people make of this, they make it as if it's a death experience, and quite frankly, it's a joyous event. Yes, other than a little bit of being sick to your stomach, it's a joyous event, right?
Well, I absolutely, you know, there. I think we're always. There's always fear when we step into the unknown, especially when we step into the unknown of ourself, which is so unknown to us, you know, and we're used to our fears, and we are used to the patterns of how we operate and how we perceive the world, even though they're not comfortable and they create a lot of pain. But change is a scary thing for humans, and it takes the courage to trust yourself enough to open to change. The medicine journeys themselves are profound, and yes, a range of emotions come up, but it always ends up, the end result is always you are more, there's more healing that's gone on, you have greater profound awareness of yourself, and it just leads you to a life of more joy and fulfillment and happiness, which is really what we are destined to have. This is our purpose here.
Agreed. And you have done the medicine in a number of different ways, right? You've done it before in Colombia or in Peru?
In Peru, and yes, with shaman in Peru.
And it can be a total different experience, right? It can be...
Yes.
A very different kind of experience. So I think it's really important. That's why we, you know, have gone through the trouble of making this place, is that having a safe environment or a safe container that really is, I don't like to use these words, but up to American standards, where people are not, you know, if you don't speak Spanish and you're not given an explanation of what is going on and what your obligation is in the process, then you could quite possibly do the medicine 50 times and not even get anything out of it. At least that's been my experience. Have you thought that or not?
Well, having had that experience in Peru and then going to Rhythmia and doing the experience in the context that you've created, I can tell you that it was different in the sense that with your guidance, we were able to set intentions that facilitate the most profound transformation. Because as you were saying, ayahuasca always fulfills intentions. So you can have all sorts of intentions of what you want to achieve, you know, better relationships and a better job, you know, or you can go deep,
absolutely,
right? Go and connect with your soul, because if you go deep, you'll get a deep healing. So with that guidance that you offered an explanation, people chose to go deep and had very profound, life-changing experiences that opened them up to living the life they really desire to live. And I found the journeys so gentle and so beautiful. And we talk about the medicine as a female energy. It's often referred to as Mother Ayahuasca, Grandmother Ayahuasca. And you often feel a presence that's guiding and healing and loving you into yourself.
I agree.
You know, and sometimes that requires releasing that which you have taken on, or the trauma or the belief systems, or in my case, the birth trauma that has, as you said, you know, disconnected you, just kept running old programmings that operated out of fear and disconnect. And, you know, so sometimes you have to be aware and allow that to be released so you can really go deeper into yourself. So this just excites me beyond words to have a path to explore that allows us to, you know, not just find our life to be more meaningful and pleasurable, but that purpose that arises when we really connect with who we are, our soul, which is what we're going to talk about in a minute. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're talking to Jerry Powell, who's the founder of Rythmia Life Advancement Center. We're going to talk more about Rythmia and its purpose and some of the research about this powerful and beautiful plant medicine called ayahuasca. So don't go away. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You're listening to What Women Must Know, and we'll be right back.
This is PRN, Progressive Radio Network.
Hello, this is Dr. Jack Rasmus, host of the Alternative Vision Show on the Progressive Radio Network. Every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Join me this Friday, March 10th, where we're going to dissect the new reform, repeal of the Affordable Care Act. What's in that act and what does it mean? We're also going to talk about the origins of the health care crisis in the 1990s and how the health care repeal is just a continuation of that long history of health care, runaway prices, and privatization attempts to reform the health care crisis. That's this Friday, Alternative Visions, on the Progressive Radio Network at 2 p.m. Eastern Time.
This is PRN, the Progressive Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me. We're talking to Jerry Powell, who is the founder of Rythmia Life Advancement Center in Costa Rica. I have to say it's in the most beautiful part of Costa Rica that is considered one of the blue zones of the world, where the greatest longevity occurs in people. So it's a very special place. Jerry, when we talk about this plant medicine, we really need to give the context of how it's experienced, because we don't want people to think that we're talking about plant medicines and we're talking about, you know, kind of, taking a medicine that's, you know, basically to have some sort of experience or get a high, or, you know, how it's often perceived. This is very sacred rituals, and not just for entertainment's sake.
Absolutely. And, the part about that is that very, you know, nobody has ever driven through Santa Monica and had somebody approach their car with a cup and say they need a fix for ayahuasca, right? Because with it, there's two sides of this. There's great responsibility, as you said, because you're actually asking God or your highest self to show you, and that is a super sacred event. It's not to be taken lightly, and it's, you know, I guess from a process standpoint, the event itself is so sacred. It's treated as you would a sacred covenant in a Catholic mass, that is the breaking of the bread or the drinking of the wine. This is the part of if you're a Christian, this is the part of Christ going in you. I mean, this is a super sacred activity, and that's this, and I'm going to use the word resort, but it's really a life advancement center. At this center, it is taken with great care and appreciation, and the way that it happens, so that people get a feel for what this is like, is right about sundown. The temple is cleared by burning different types of sage, and some shamanic prayers are recited to clean the energy out of the temple. And in the temple, it's a clean space. that is surrounded by plants, that, that where you have your own bed, your own blanket, your own pillow, obviously very clean and sterile kind of environment. And yet there's certain music being played, and the music is basically Icaros, and the Icaros are the humans asking the permission of the plants to start the ceremony. So the shaman will come in, and first everybody who comes to the center is medically cleared by doctors who are both Costa Rican and American on staff. And nurses and nursing staff, you're cleared to do plant medicine, which is almost everybody in the world can do it. But we still run through a physical, and about 6% of people are not able to, but 94% are cleared. And then once you're cleared, as I said, the ceremony is starting, and the ceremony you get a blanket, a bed, a mattress, you know, on a super clean, beautiful shala, and the music is played, and the music that's played is actually asking the ayahuasca to allow us to drink it. And then once the shaman feels that that has been achieved, then the medicine is ingested, and you sit for the next about 2 hours in silence, and it's really not silence because there's so much going on between you and the medicine. And then about 2 hours into it, you'll be asked if you'd like another drink, and you could drink that next drink and do that as the process again. But it's not for entertainment purposes. You'll see that it's a super serious, for a lot of people what they're experiencing is similar to a death experience where they get a life review, and you watch the your life go by in high speed, and it will slow down in the areas in which you're unhealed. So if there was something that happened super traumatic and you were 7 years old, and all of a sudden, boom, you see this thing again, and you're like, oh, my God, I remember that. It's because it's unhealed. And so when it's experienced again, you're actually healing it. And that's why people the next day after sitting through this, the next day people are like, oh, my God, I feel like a new person. I really feel like a new person. And it's because they are. Because some of these traumas have been carried, like in your case, Cheryl, like forever. And all of a sudden they're done. It's a whole different feeling, right? It's a new world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. I'm sure if people listening go, oh, well, this is a bit dramatic. But it's actually true. It actually is true, which is why there's so much interest in ayahuasca, is people are seeking out ways to help them find that inner peace, that connection with their soul. And I think we also need to mention that this ceremony is overseen by shaman. These are people who've been trained to facilitate and guide and work with the medicine to enable, I guess, to create a safe space, but also to help each person on their journey to receive the greatest gifts from those journeys. Would that be accurate to say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that whole thing where, you know, each of us have a goal in life, like football players to make a touchdown and basketball players to make a basket. The people that work here, and this is everyone from in the spa to the gym to the kitchen, everybody's goal is to make sure that this person who's here is set up so that this can occur for them. And the shaman's goal specifically is to make sure that they get a remerging with their soul. So, you know, you have everybody when you arrive here, people say, oh, it feels interesting because everybody is with me. Everybody's on my team, waiting for this thing to occur. And the shaman specifically is there, and he drinks medicine with you. so that he can see what you're going through while you're going through it. And his job is to get you healed, to heal those places in you that you haven't seen. So most people feel super supported. And now what's interesting is that if you do this in a foreign country, and even if you speak Spanish, you might not speak the Indian version of it, right? You could be sitting there wondering what is going on. Well, here, you're super aware of what the goal is, of how you're being supported, of the language that's being used, and that, you know, for a lot of us, just seeing a doctor and nurse around is a comforting thing, you know, because if you've never done this before and you don't know, you think it's something that it's not, but just seeing that doctor and nurse being here puts you at ease, and then you can ease into the experience with less nervousness. At least that's what we believe.
Yes. You know, before I ever decided to embark on this journey with the plant medicine and working with the shaman, I did a lot of my homework and research, and I wanted to know about this plant medicine and what was, you know, the research on it, the experiences, and it's pretty fascinating because I know there is a lot of research going on in major universities with ayahuasca because what they have found using brain scans is they actually can see that the brain is rewiring from the way it's been wired to create a certain perception, shifting, changing, reconnecting in a new pattern. So a person's perception of life in themselves is transformed. They're actually seeing these changes go on in the brain. And it also opens up the pituitary gland, which is the gland that brings us more insight and connection. So this is being validated in universities. There's studies are going on. This is very serious research showing what the shaman have known for all these thousands of years, that this is a medicine that allows us to spiritually reconnect with ourselves. It just explains how that's happening.
Doctor, right? Do you find this crazy? Not to tell you, but here you have universities that have limited funding that get these grants, and they're seeing results. And at the same time, government and pharmaceutical companies don't want anything to do with it. It's so amazing to me. And I want to take my hat off to the country of Costa Rica to actually give a medical license, the first governmentally issued medical license in the world to do this stuff. It's just amazing, and I really have to take my hat off to Costa Rica because it's a really big move, and I'm super proud that a country would stand up and do that to help so many people, and that's amazing to me.
So Jerry, what does that mean to be a medically licensed center for plant medicine?
We actually hold, a medical license. So we're a licensed medical facility, similar to a hospital, right? That's the kind of license, the coding of the license, the SIC code of the license. And one of our prescribed medications is ayahuasca. We actually have, from the government, a medical license that we're a medically licensed facility, and one of our medications that we're able to prescribe to people here is ayahuasca. So it's the first of its kind in the world.
That really is such a unique place. That you actually are the only center in the world that has a medical license where it is legal, it is overseen properly, and as you said, there's medical staff there. One of our girls had some dehydration happen, and she was taken to the infirmary there and put on an IV drip, saline, and I mean, she was looked after so beautifully not to do, it wasn't to do with anything in the ceremony. It was just, she just wasn't drinking and it was hot. But it was just so reassuring. And I know she was particularly comforted to know that she was looked after by the doctor and the nurses, which I think is very important. I think we want to be supported in that way when we're venturing into some new dimension.
I agree.
You know,
it's so crazy too, because the what we've used the infirmary for so far has been somebody who's fallen while shopping, in the town next to us, Tamarindo. We've used it for that, and somebody that had heat exhaustion from your church. So, but it's very wonderful to know that it's there. And I want to tell you, it's like this medicine, and not only the medicine, but this system of metaphysical classes, then explanations in English about what the medicine is going to do, then taking the medicine, and then combining it with the cleanse and the food and the yoga and just, you know, the environment that you're in. This really creates these miracles. And when you see this, I'm like so humbled to be a part of something that, and look at, I looked my whole life. I turned over every single stone. I thought making, you know, $50 or $100 million would do it, and it didn't do it. And I thought drinking until I couldn't drink anymore would do it, or having sex until it hurt would do it, or whatever it would. And behind every door, there was nothing. There was less behind one door than the next. And then I thought talk therapy and programs and things that you buy on TV and books and all these, you know, videos, and nothing did it. And then in this little drink, that this little drink could happen, and that within that is the answer to everything I was looking for. It was amazing. It hit me so hard that I went out and bought a resort to do it for other people. It was like, and I was at the end of my rope with nothing else to do. And I look at so many people, and people say, well, Jerry, look, I'm not an alcoholic, and I'm not this, and I'm not that. And I want to tell you, I see 100 people a week down here that aren't alcoholics, aren't this, and aren't that. But every single one of them, in their own way, is addicted to something, whether it's fame or work or spending or yoga or whatever. Everybody, or the chase of finding this piece of their soul, they're addicted to that. And the thing is, because any time that this separation occurs, any time between conception and about 5 years old, where you decide it's no longer safe to be you, and that split occurs, and all disease, all addiction, all mental illness comes from that split not being healed. And once you heal it, it goes away. It's the craziest thing, and it sounds so crazy because it sounds so easy, and it really is. That's the crazy part about it. It's easily fixed.
You reminded me of a woman I met who was in Peru last year, and she was a naturopathic doctor working with all sorts of natural ways to heal her of breast cancer. And she was in fourth stage breast cancer and could not get to that root cause, you know, that was behind the creation of this disease in her body. And she knew there was something that she hadn't found or been able to access. And when I met her, she had just come back from doing these journeys with the medicine. And she said she found it. And she said, I know my breast cancer is healed. And it was
amazing.
That missing piece, right? So we each have our own journeys of how to heal so we can become more whole in our life.
Amazing.
So it's for physical illnesses, or I know that so much is being done with post-traumatic stress. A lot of the military coming back from overseas who are dealing with their post-traumatic stress issues, they're exploring the use of this medicine, ayahuasca, to help them healing their traumas. It's beautiful. But the thing that I loved about being at Rythmia, and I just have to say there was a documentary that was made. Was it The Reality of Truth or The Truth of Reality?
Yeah, it's called The Reality of Truth.
And that's where I first found out about you and Rythmia, and that Deepak Chopra was in there. A lot of people who said, yes, go, drink it, go. But that's how I got to you, and that's how I got to Rythmia. And what also impressed me so much as a naturopathic doctor, I love the fact that what you were offering at Rythmia is this beautiful space that had colonics, so you could do the internal cleansing, which I just knew instinctively would deepen the experience the more we can free ourselves of the energies that bring us down. You also offer the massages there. You have mud baths from the volcanoes that are in the area. Costa Rica has so many volcanoes. Most of them are inactive, but there's all this healing mud, you know, the mineralized mud. So you have these mud baths you can do every day. There's the healing food. There are classes. I mean, the day is so full with healing. And then you top it off every evening with the journeys with the medicine. And it just creates, and I have to say, having experienced it both ways, working in the model that you've created at Rythmia has just allowed people to make the journey so much easier and so much more enjoyable and so deeper, so much deeper. Go deep. Is that a word? Go deeper.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I would like, is it okay if I give you the letters to the website so that
definitely.
They know?
Definitely. Let's do that.
That's great. It's rythmia.com. Rythmia, spelled a unique way, rythmia.com.
So I definitely encourage people to check it out. You know, I don't know if you remember, Jerry, but I made it, you know, I can't wait to get back. So, and most of the people who came with me can't wait to come back. So we are going to return, and I'll bring another group of people sometime. You know, well, we're hoping for the time when the main shaman comes, who's supposed to be amazing. And but whenever, we'll see whatever. But, you know, at the end of the year, early next year, that's the goal. Everyone was so profoundly moved that they want to return. So that says a lot right there.
We loved having you. I appreciate your spirit. Like a lot of thought leaders, authors, and teachers are guarded. And you really weren't, Dr. You were there, and you were exposed and authentic and just delightful. I could tell as soon as I saw you do medicine, I knew that you were really as advertised. And that's the crazy thing, because, like you said, the medicine is one place you can't hide. You can hide everywhere else in your life, but you can't hide when you take the medicine. And when I saw you, I just knew how authentic you were. And not only that, but everybody in your group was so authentically in the hunt, you know? And it made such a great, what a great group. I really appreciated your presence here, honestly.
Well, it was life-changing for all of us. And we're kind of at the end, but I just want to just ask you, is there anything else you want to communicate or say about Rythmia or this work or your purpose in life before we bring our conversation to an end today?
No, I would just urge anybody who's listening, if they think they've tried everything and they just can't seem to feel it or can't seem to get it or don't understand and have lost the zest for life, that they come here. And it's, I think it's the only place in the world that you can show up on a Saturday and leave the next Saturday and be a completely different human. It's really an amazing place. I'm not just saying that because it's mine. I'm saying it because I watch it every week. And the more people that we can get to experience this, the more we can elevate the world. And that's really what we're all trying to do here.
I mean, that's so powerful, because that really is the purpose of this of this work, of your center, of this medicine. It's to bring about this transformation of consciousness where we can all reconnect with who we really are, our true selves, and be that in the world. Yeah, and fulfill the purpose that we've all come here for. So, you know, it's such an honor and a pleasure. And I just have to say, Jerry, to you, that having shared your story so generously and openly and candidly with all of us there, you really are such an embodiment of everything that you're doing and, you know, of the beautiful heart that you carry now. I think it's so much a part of the healing that goes on there because of you and the energy that you bring. So thank you for your determination never to give up, never to give up, never to give up.
Thank you so much, Doctor. Thank you so much.
Well, it's a pleasure, and I encourage everyone to check out Rythmia. It's Rythmia, RYTHMIA.com. Check it out. Open your mind, open your heart, and you may find that life just brings you right to their front door. And what a gift that would be. So we've been having this great conversation with Jerry Powell. He's the founder and inspiration behind Rythmia Life Advancement Center, a place that has changed my life. And Jerry, again, thank you so much for your time and your wonderful work that you are doing.
Thank you, Doctor. Welcome.
I'll be back. And to everyone listening, thank you for joining me. And remember, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.